NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Weilin Wong. I don't know about you, Adrian, but you know what my summer could use more of?
Sunscreen?
Always wear sunscreen. But I was going to say trivia.
Trivia!
Oh boy, there is that sweet, sweet trivia music because it is time for the Indicator Quiz.
As always, the Indicator Quiz is based on economic ideas we've touched on in previous episodes of the show.
And everybody can play along, but there can only be one lucky person to play the quiz with us. So let's bring out our contestant.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Starr from Bellevue, Washington.
Hey, Cynthia.
What's up?
Hello.
And Bellevue is outside Seattle?
Exactly. It's across the lake from Seattle. I work for one of the really large cloud software companies out here.
Very cool. I feel like I could hazard a guess which one that is, but I will not put you on the spot.
It's always interesting in the tech industry, and it's always interesting here because it's so tech industry heavy, so we're kind of in our own bubble.
Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about you, Cynthia, later in the show, but for now, thanks for coming on the Indicator Quiz.
So today's quiz is just one topic. It's the one we mark every month on the show. In fact, we just did it. The topic is jobs and employment. How do you think you're going to do, Cynthia?
Oh, 50%. Hopefully better.
Oh, no. I think you're going to do amazing.
Awesome.
We'll find out, though, after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot. Because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Okay, it's the Indicator Quiz, and we've got our contestant Cynthia with us. Hello again.
Hello again.
And Adrian is here to be your partner, just in case you need a little help or encouragement. Thanks, Adrian.
I'm here in your corner, Cynthia.
Awesome.
Okay, first question is fill in the blank. Each month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us how many jobs are added to the U.S. economy and the unemployment rate. We get these numbers from two main surveys. The number of jobs comes from surveying businesses and government agencies. The unemployment rate comes from a survey of blank. So what is that group?
I would want to say like something like the Department of Labor Statistics or the unemployment claims. I don't know if Adrian wants to.
The answer is sort of a synonym for what the government counts as like groups of people.
Oh, they just surveyed the citizens directly?
I mean, you were basically there. The answer is households, you know,
households.
So it's a bit more of kind of a U.S. Census jargon type term. It's a monthly sample survey of approximately 60,000 eligible households.
Makes sense.
Next question, true or false? The monthly establishment survey, so this is the one that tells us how many jobs are added to the economy, includes farm workers in its numbers. True or false? Are farm workers counted?
I believe it's false because those are considered like temporary roles.
You got it.
Hey.
The answer is false. Yes, farm workers are not included. And in its monthly release, the Bureau describes it as total non-farm payroll employment. However, farm employment numbers are tracked by the Department of Agriculture. Okay, next question. Earlier this year, we talked to an economist who came up with a new indicator. It's a measure of who has more bargaining power in the relationship between employers and workers. What is this new indicator called? Is it the Worker Power Index? Is it the I Quit Index? Is it the Labor Leverage Ratio? Or is it the Employer-Worker Rate?
I'm trying to remember this conversation, and I don't remember the words, but I feel like labor leverage ratio.
Yay, you are correct. Yay. The answer is the labor leverage ratio. It was coined by Aaron Sojourner, a labor economist, and it's essentially a ratio of workers who quit compared to workers who were laid off or fired.
Awesome.
Cynthia, we're going to take a break for a second to get to know you a little bit better.
Great.
From what I understand, you volunteer with a nonprofit group called Math Counts, which gets middle school students in the U.S. engaged in math.
Yep, I actually competed in this when I was a middle school student. So now I'm, you know, giving back. By me and a colleague, we run the Lake Washington chapter, which has, you know, usually a couple hundred students compete. And essentially, it's you get a bunch of kids in a room for a day taking math tests voluntarily. And then a ton of energy with them running around. It's so impressive.
That is so cool.
My favorite math is the one that you can do on your hands.
So I was on my high school math team.
Woo-hoo.
And on my high school math team, we all got T-shirts that said, "We kick asymptotes."
Oh, that's awesome.
And we were definitely forced to wear them to the pep rally where they honored us. Imagine being a group of mathletes wearing T-shirts saying, "I kick asymptotes," standing up in front of the whole school. Yeah, we can move on. We can go back to the quiz.
How funny.
Okay, Waylon and I are going to switch roles. I'll ask the questions. Waylon will be your hint pep rally section, should you need her.
Kick asymptotes.
So last year, we did an episode about the H-2B visa. This is a visa program that allows employers in the U.S. to hire foreign workers for temporary, non-agricultural jobs. Demand for these visas is actually way higher than the annual cap set by Congress. And so the question is, what is that annual cap? The choices are 116,000, 66,000, 26,000, or 6,000.
I think it's in the top two. I think it's either 116 or 66. Like 6,000 and 26,000 don't even seem realistic to me.
So now we're between 116,000 or 66,000. And think about kind of how Adrian set up the question, talking about how there's just been way more demand for these visas than what Congress will allow.
Then I'm going to have to go with 66,000.
That is correct.
Yay.
Kicking asymptotes already. The answer is 66,000. But late last year, the government made available an additional 64,000, approximately, H-2B visas to meet employer demand.
Okay.
On to the next question. This one's true or false. The number of people enrolled in apprenticeship programs is under 1% of the U.S. labor market. True or false?
Oh, I'm going to say true because I think we don't have enough. And it's not really a common thing here.
That is right. The answer is true. And we're talking about registered apprenticeships, meaning they have this stamp of approval from the federal government or a state agency. And that less than 1% is, you know, notable because if you compare that to other countries like England or Australia, their rate of apprenticeships is around 2%. You're on a hot streak. Final question. So on a previous episode of Jobs Friday, we talked about this chart which looks at the labor market. On one axis, this chart has the job openings rate, and on the other, it has the unemployment rate. What is this chart called? The Phillips curve, the Beveridge curve, the Engel curve, the Laffer curve?
I am definitely going to be looking at Waylon for this one.
The name is a homophone for a common item that you consume.
I would call that the Beveridge curve then. That is a great hint.
Oh, thank you.
That is correct. The answer is the Beveridge curve. It was named after a British economist named William Beveridge. Okay, Cynthia, you got 5 out of 6 questions right. I think that's an indicator quiz record so far.
Woohoo!
Yay!
And for playing, we're going to send you a pair of NPR socks.
Thank you.
So, Cynthia Starr of Bellevue, Washington, thank you so much for playing.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me. Super fun.
This show is produced by senior producer Viet Le with engineering from Maggie Luthar. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kiki Cannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Support for NPR comes from ADP. Say you're in HR and a solar flare adds an extra hour to each day. How would this impact business? ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to help your business take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.